This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about 2 hours left in the show. Answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call. On the other side of the break, we had Cianne from Wild Delight with some great information about what we can be doing about with our birds, feeding them, what we should feed them. You know, this time we always bring the feeders closer to home, closer to the house. So what do we, you know, what should we use for a mix? Is it a cleaner mix that we use now because of the fact that it's going to be on a patio and you don't want certain things that the birds don't want? So a lot of great information came out of that. I was very, very happy to have Cianne on, as always. So thank you for joining us, Cianne. Their website, again, is wilddelight.com. Again, it's wilddelight.com. And you can get the different feeds that they have and see some different birds, etc. So I really, really like their website. It's very informative. Now, last year I had done this, and I want to continue with the tradition that my father had for years upon years with one of his good friends, Gene Burns, when my father was at WRKO, followed him in the show afterwards for the longest time. But he would always read this for the listeners. My father would read it as well. And, you know, it's very timely. The article of Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. So it's an editorial, as most of you know. But I'm going to read it here and now for you guys. So, dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him. As measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exists. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimney on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in this world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia. In all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God. He lives and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Yes, Virginia, there is that Santa Claus. So that's something my father always used to read to us. We always used to hear it around Christmas time from the show when he would have it on there. So just something I wanted to pass on as a Christmas tradition, as Christmas is 3 days from now. Very powerful, very awesome story. You know, that just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know, I was watching a movie with the kids yesterday, actually, when I saw this. The movie The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, when he becomes Santa. And the little kid in it says to his stepfather, you know, the stepfather's trying to tell him that there's no such thing as Santa. And he says, well, the stepfather says, well, have you ever seen Santa? He says, no. The little kid looks back at him and goes, have you ever seen $1 million? The guy says, no. He goes, well, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So this story and that are just, they're perfect. There is a Santa Claus out there in everything that we think about this time of year. So Merry Christmas to everyone. With that, I wanted to read that for everybody. I think it's very perfect for this time of year, obviously. Now back into the gardening and that type. We've talked about it a few times, the researching. And this is a good time to be researching for next year, getting things figured out. And when we talked with Daryl this morning, you know, he brought up a good point. If you have a greenhouse or if you have an area with grow lights, you'll be able to continuously grow plants. You know, a tomato, just because the fall hits doesn't mean it's going to be done. You can actually have it grown for a couple of years if you have the right conditions, even inside. My grandfather, when they had a house in Scituate, Massachusetts, their laundry room was a big room. They had it built on that way. Could have been a bedroom, the size of it, but they turned it into a laundry room, and half of it was a growing room. He had grow lights, a grow table, ebb and flow table, where the water would just be able to sit there for a little bit, and then if it's not in the plant, you could pull a plug and get rid of it. He had a great area for it and was constantly growing. The seeds would always be coming into his house, etc. So this gardening is multiple generations in the family. It's multiple generations in all families. Gardening is something that, you know, brings us together, and you know, the successes of gardening can be such highs and such excitement. So it is something that, you know, I suggest doing some research so you can have some of those successes and the highs that you're looking for, because it is so important to be able to do something like this. Now, like I said, research. Where do you do some research? You go to the library, pull some books out. You go to the, you know, you can go to the library if you don't have the internet at home. Do some internet research there, or, you know, do some research at home. You know, we have a lot of people out there have the smartphone where you can be looking at it. Next time you have a couple minutes, maybe take a look. Go to a different growing website that you're thinking about next year. You know, what do I want to do? Do I want to add a rock garden? Well, what needs to go in a rock garden? Can you, you know, figure that out early. Figure out so you can be successful to continue going on. Excuse me. You know, going to websites, going to look at research, it's so important of what you want to do. You know, thinking for the next season. Now, I know this is going to be, you know, maybe it's a couple months away, but think about, all right, we did it when it came to the snowblower. We went early and got it serviced. Maybe get the, you know, in line for your mower to be serviced. You know, obviously they're looking for a lot of things. They have a lot of snowblowers to be fixing at this time of year. So maybe it's later. Get it in early. But you're thinking for that next season, and that's what you're doing with research. So just think about it. You can give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver Spray Gun. And use a Color Storm Sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like
like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Brooklyn, New York.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I have about a 4 to 5 foot spruce tree in a large container outside. Okay. On my sidewalk. And I put this in probably about 6-7 months ago.
Okay.
But I'm noticing patches of dead growth. You know, okay, where the needles have died and they're dry.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, A, what is it? And B, is there anything I can do to help the tree?
Okay, so I have a question before I can actually answer you on that. Now, is the browning on the inside or the outside of the tree?
The outside. In about halfway to the trunk.
Okay.
Right on the outside of the tree.
All right. How close to the road is it?
It's right on. It's literally, you know, I put it on my sidewalk to keep trucks from, because I have a slate sidewalk and the city makes me repair it. But
yep,
I keep trucks from parking on it.
Gotcha.
So it's literally right on the curb.
And it just started to pop around, showing up?
Yeah, maybe a month or two ago.
Okay. All right. So if it was just recent, or it might have had a little bit to do with it, but, you know, any of the salt splash that comes on the street can actually affect that and brown it out.
It preceded that, though, I have to say.
What's that?
We haven't had that. It preceded any salting that was done.
Okay, that was some of the questions I was trying to rule out.
Right, gotcha.
And is it on, like, the back side where it gets less sun, or is it on the front side, or is it just sporadic?
It's on the east side,
okay,
of the tree, and so it would get morning sun, but not afternoon sun, but a lot of wind. I'm
okay,
right on the water, so a lot of wind.
Right, and you said it was a spruce. Is it a blue spruce, or is it...
It's a blue spruce. Sorry about that. It's a blue spruce.
All right, because so one of the reasons why I ask if it's a blue spruce is I was going to suggest originally using something like Wiltproof or something to help keep the moisture in, but a blue spruce, you don't want to spray with that. It'll actually take some of the blue out of it.
Really?
It's a non-toxic spray, but just something the way it does, the moisture that it holds in there and that type of thing, for some reason takes the blue out of it.
Gotcha.
So that was... That's why I wanted to ask that. Now, have you looked on the inside? Did you see any insects? I know about a month ago it was warmer, so there. You know, one of the things.
You know, I'm sorry. I did. I'm not an expert on insects, so I couldn't see any. I was definitely going in because I wanted to see how far the dead growth went in towards the trunk.
So one of the things that will get some of spruces is spider mites. Mites are very small that you can't really see.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it has a little bit to do with that. What I would look to do is, at this point, a spray, it's not going to do anything for you. We're so cold.
You're cold. Yeah.
That
the
insects aren't there. There's nothing you can really do to affect it. I'd look at seeing if you can prune out some of that brown. Now,
I've done that.
Okay. Yeah. It's most likely a mite that is having something to do with it. So this spring, what I want you to do is get a miticide or an oil spray, like an all-seasons oil or a neem oil.
Yep.
Both are organic, so you don't have to worry about them.
Just on the dead areas around the
whole
areas?
The whole plant. Because
the whole tree.
They move on from the dead areas to other areas.
Yeah,
they're going to be more active on the living areas because you're seeing the aftermath. You know, you're seeing what has already happened, so you want to be ahead of them. You know, you can actually use an all seasons spray early in the season when it starts to warm up. Definitely March or April.
Okay.
Take a look at the temperatures and see how it goes.
Will do.
All right.
Liz, would you feed the tree?
I wouldn't feed it right now. I'd definitely feed it in the spring. You know, if you want, you can hang tight. I have a couple of things you can do for it on the break, or it's up to you, but we're going to go to a break right now. So.
Okay.
All right. Yep. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump speaking to young conservatives in Florida last evening and calling the House impeachment delay unfair, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding off on sending the articles of impeachment against him to the Senate. Trump arguing that Pelosi adopted that strategy because she has no case. And he's claiming Democrats are violating the Constitution. He also told that young crowd,
"You have never Trump or Republicans. In some cases, they're worse than the Obama and the Clinton people. They're never Trumpers. These are the dumbest human beings on earth."
The president also announcing that following a recent breakthrough at the negotiation table, a trade deal with China is not far off.
Under the deal, the U.S. is agreeing to reduce some import tariffs, and China is committing to buying more goods from the U.S. agriculture sector. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Tom in New York. He has a blue spruce in a container that was having some issues, most likely mites. We had talked about fertilizing, and I just wanted to touch base a little bit more on it. So, Tom, what I'd like to see you do is spring, early spring, March, April, when the ground has thawed, use a holly tone on the plant and get it into the basically the sides of the pot, as yeah. wide as the pot is on the outside.
Okay.
What I also want you to do is then in the fall, September, October, use it at half the rate to help get through the season. Okay, through that great winter season. There's one other thing. Because it's stressed out, what I'd really look for you to do is use something like protolyzer from Natural Alternatives. The reason why is that protolyzer isn't a fertilizer. It's like vitamins for the plant. And when it has a weak issue, something that's happened or attacked by bugs, fertilizers help, but they don't give it everything.
Okay.
So that protolyzer gives it that extra something. It works with your fertilizer together to get it what it needs. So I'd want you to use that early in the spring or something along the lines of it. Protolyzer is a great one. You want a mycorrhizae that can be into the liquid form and put into the soil. But protolyzer is the best one that I know for it. And
cool.
The reason behind it is plants can only get so much from fertilizer. They need something to help activate them in the soil, and that's what this does. So it's going to help you. One other thing that I want to see you do is you said it's in a pot. It's out on a sidewalk. Well, it's getting that wind. It's getting the cold weather. See if you can get some straw or salt marsh hay or something along those lines and put it in the pot on top of the soil underneath the branching to help keep that soil level right up there, those top roots, you know, insulated a little bit. You know, you can gotcha. Even use mulch, you know, if that's
yeah.
either one.
I've got some pine boughs there now just because of the holidays. But,
yeah, perfect.
But,
leave those in the pot.
Okay.
The reason Great. Being is that extra insulation is going to help. In a pot, it's exposed, so it's going to get that cold weather. So, you know, ideally it would be if you could put something around the pot to keep it, you know,
really
that temperature.
Can't, you know,
But you can't, right? So let's do what you can and protect the top root system. Okay, and those were the things I wanted to tell you, and we were just running out of time. I wanted to make sure that information would help you.
Absolutely, it'd be very helpful.
All right, Tom. Well, good luck, and keep us posted.
Happy holidays.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, while I was at the break, I was looking for some different topics. This was a couple breaks ago. And we had been talking about the books that are in our bookshelves, etc. And I looked over and I forgot that I even had this one. It's called Gardening for Birds, Butterflies, and Bees. So I was looking at it and I'm like, you know, we talk a lot about protecting the bees and making sure that they continue on with us because they are so important. Right? So, I was looking through the book, and there was actually, you know, this is about planting for bee gardens, or butterfly gardens, or bird gardens. And one of them, you know, here says the bee garden basics. And I thought it would be important if you want to think about for next season to, you know, bring in more bee type plants, more native plants to bring the pollinators in here to get us stronger. We all want to do something to help the environment, right? And this would be a great way to do it, and you'll get benefits out of the flowers. So here's some of the rule of thumbs based from this book. What it states is you choose a range of flowers, flower shapes, and colors to attract the most bee species. Bumblebees can easily collect pollen from complex flowers, while smaller bees appreciate simple flower shapes and a flat place to land. Another tip, plant season-long blooms to support bees from early spring until fall. Provide areas of undisturbed ground or vegetation for nesting sites. Bees and flowers have evolved in tandem, so make sure to choose non-hybrid natives. Plant in masses for efficient pollen collection. Sunny areas are most attractive. Avoid pesticide use. Even some organic mixtures can harm insects. I'll touch base on that in a minute. Provide a muddy area or shallow trough for water. Now, going back to where it said avoid pesticide use, even some organic mixtures can harm insects. Very true. But there's a way, if you have to use something and you have to use an organic mixture, of how to do it. It's about when you do it. With the bees, we're worried about the bees. And, you know, specifically we're talking about building a bee garden. But in general, when you're spraying and there are bees around, especially flowering plants, there's obviously going to be bees around. What's the best time to do it? Not in the morning, because they're just starting to wake up and they're flying and they're getting out to there. Not during the day, because they're very active. But it's towards the evening, when they've gone back to the hive. You're giving them hours before to allow this organic mixture to dry out a bit. So the best time, if you have to use an organic insecticide on a bee garden, would be to use it at night to help it with that. If your plants are affected, sometimes the best way to do it, if something has an issue, is just to eradicate the plant in that area so you don't affect the bees. But if you do need to spray, spraying at night is one of the best ways to do it. So this this is just from a book that I really, you know, one of the ones that I had forgot I even had, but Gardening for Birds and Butterflies and Bees. This one is from the editor of Birds and Blooms, so it's a great one. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Giselle is in Orleans, Mass.
Giselle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank
you. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. We second year in a house up in Orleans, love it, and they're about 6 months out of the year. And we have beautiful grounds that have been planted and beautiful trees. I'm having a hard time getting anybody to help me sort of maintain it that knows about gardening versus just the lawn guys or gals that will come and just clean up. And I don't know if you know anybody or if that would be good to help me sort of keep it in check when I'm not there.
Okay.
It's becoming all overgrown. So I don't know if you know any good companies that you might recommend.
So there's a few down there. What I would need to do is figure out the where they're located and which one's going to be best for you. You're being on the middle of the Cape, if you will.
Right.
Because I know a lot that are on the south shore, but a little bit further away.
Right.
What I want to do is, one of the places you can actually look to get some information on local, landscapers, there is a association called the Cape Cod Landscape Association.
Okay.
That's in Barnstable, so it's right near you.
Right.
You can actually contact some of them to see who they have for vendors.
Okay.
They even have, they're about to have like an annual meeting up there the next week or so. But they, if you go to their website, they actually have a member directory.
Okay.
And just looking at it real quick, to do some of the work, I'm trying to think of a couple names down there. But there's going to be a list of it of all the companies that are down there. Davy Tree is a good one down there, and Schumacher is another good one for the landscaping that can help with some of those.
Right. Okay. Good.
Davy Tree isn't just a tree company; they have other divisions. Schumacher has some divisions as well, so that might be something to take a look at. But again, what I'd suggest is going to the Cape Cod Landscape. So the website's Cape Cod Landscapes with an S .org. And on there, there's a directory of companies there that you can be looking at. I'm trying to think who else there is. It's going to take me a minute to just kind of remember who to talk to down there. Joyce Landscaping is another good one down there. Joyce Landscaping. I've met some of the guys down there before at a show, so I think they might be good. Those are some of the ones that I think are the best. If you're looking for advice from some of them, there's a bunch of different garden centers down there. You can go to Country Gardens down there. You can also go to any of the Mahoney's garden centers down there. I know that they have great information at both the Osterville and Falmouth location. I am partial to them. I work at the Winchester location of Mahoney, so I do know them as having knowledge in their areas when it comes to what to do.
Great.
I just met with a few of them Friday. They were up this way just discussing some things for 2020. So I know they have the knowledge if you want to be able to just talk with somebody a little bit.
I need both. Yeah, just more than just the people that would come and mow the lawn. So that's great with the Cape Cod Landscapes.
Definitely. So that's
and some recommendations. Yep, that would be great.
It's definitely a great website to find information there, because it even has, when you go to that, it has a phone number and an email address and the name of the company. So you can actually, you know, shoot off a few emails, you know, write out an email, obviously, get it all ready, and then email it to a few different people, see what they can do for you.
Terrific. Thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
No problem, Giselle. You have a great holiday and happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, in the 9 o'clock hour, right at 9, we're going to be joined by Victoria from Natural Alternative with some great information. We'll talk about some ice melt and different products that they have, the different ones, and to be ready, and how using their product, you actually use less product than what you would buy at the box stores or, you know, anywhere like that at this moment. So she'll be joining us in about 15 minutes. So until then, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, more information for you.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter is in Barnstable.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. I had a question for you, and I also had a comment.
Okay.
A woman that called from Orleans could consider DeMello Brothers Landscape. They're in the Mid-Cape, and they're a longtime family-owned organization that manages soup to nuts as far as landscaping and design.
And what was the name again, so we can just...
DeMello Brothers.
DeMello Brothers?
Right. And they're
perfect.
Right in the Mid-Cape.
Awesome.
Now, my call just for one quick question. Do you have any recommendations for prefab greenhouse? I'm looking to add a greenhouse this year.
How big are you looking?
Manageable for one person, 10 by 20.
Okay. There is a company out of Maine. What's the name of it? They actually will come down and build it for you. Oh, I'm trying to think. I used to, I'm really trying to think of the name. There was a company out of Maine, you can actually, will build a prefabbed one and put it together for you.
Any idea where in Maine they are?
For some reason, I thought they were in Lewiston, area.
I can try and search that.
You can also, It's somebody I actually know had a greenhouse built on prefabs like that, and that's why it's bugging me, because I've seen it, I know it. You could also take a look at Gardener's Supply, or excuse me, Grower's Supply. They have some information of, you could actually purchase one, different sizes that you can add to the house or the side. During the break, I'll take a look and see if I can find that. I might actually even text the person who had the greenhouse built, because I know of it. I've seen it. Oh, it's killing me.
I appreciate that. I'll keep listening.
Yeah, I know. I want to say it was out of Maine. It might have been out of Vermont, but there are a couple, you know, greenhouses that you could get. So let me take a look at it, because I know they come down and they build it for you. That was one of the great things for it. So let me take a look at that during the break and see what I can find. In the meantime, what I'd like to see you do is research the type of greenhouse that you're looking. Is it glass? Is it plastic? Do you want to heat it yourself? Do you want to just use, you know, what do you want to use for it? Because there's many different ways. You could do the plastic where, you know, you have the hoops on it. Or you can do, you know, the glass or the poly plexiglass route of how you want to keep it. Kind of do a little bit of research on that. Obviously, the greenhouses can be very beautiful and extreme, to all the way down to just a couple hoop houses. So let me look into it and see what I can find for you. What I'd actually ask for you to do, Peter, just in case, is if you email me your information, the email is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at paulparent.com, and you can email me there, because I know of somebody who... I know of somebody I can ask where I can get something like that for you. And he might have a few options, but it usually takes him a little bit to get back to me. So I don't want you to just sit here waiting, hoping that I have the answer right away. He actually, he's the one who got it set up for the woman I used to work with. So I know he'll know. So I'm trying to think of who it is, and it's really getting to me. But definitely email me, and I'll get you that information as soon as I can.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Peter, have a great one, and happy holidays.
You also.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we get back on the 9 o'clock hour, be Victoria from Natural Alternatives. Some great information for us, so stay tuned for that, because it's going to be some great information. We'll talk about ice melt and some fertilizer. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.